It's time for that show that is sweeping America. It is quickly becoming the nation's favorite. The best part? It's not a reality TV show. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We have a very, very special guest, David Duchovny, a true A-lister joining us here on the show. David is venturing into the world of music. His debut album, it's called Hell or High Water. It is now available. It is great. It's a terrific listen. We'll talk to David about his influences in music and why he decided to go into music. And we'll also talk about his new NBC series, Aquarius. And how can you have David Duchovny on and not talk about the X-Files? We will. Christina Staffo will come by and we will have a chat with David Duchovny. And then America's Business with Ted David, followed by smartphones. Do you know they're making us dumb? Yes, and there's a study that now proves it. We'll talk about that, and then we'll wrap up the hour with this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. Well, we start things off this hour with the story that kind of came to light again, and we learned a little bit more about it midweek, and that is the situation with the Duggars. Yes, the Duggars, Mama and Papa Duggar, sat down with Megyn Kelly of Fox News midweek. And we then heard from a couple of the sisters later on in the week. And it really makes you wonder again, what is the end game when it comes to putting these reality shows on television? TLC has already had to pull Honey Boo Boo because we found out there were problems with some of the people that Mama June was hanging out with, and then Mama June ended up dancing at strip clubs. And now we take a look at 19 Kids and Counting, and did you ever think there could be more of a pure show on television other than this? It's a family that loves each other. Well, Mama and Papa Duggar sat down with Megyn Kelly. It was an interesting interview on some levels. It was a creepy interview on other levels. And I don't know if they're trying to defend Josh, the 28-year-old, who now we know touched four girls. It's a very difficult situation. And it makes me wonder why we're even seeing these families in the first place. Actually, I guess maybe Josh's improprieties, as some would like to call them, wouldn't even have come to light if they weren't on TV. And even the family seems a little concerned as to why we're concerned about it. This is not 1950 anymore. We are not living in the land of Ward and June Cleaver, where these things are known as family problems. No, no, no. Child molestation is a problem we all need to care about and we all need to worry about and that the police need to know about. What about Mike Huckabee? Does anybody take this guy seriously as a presidential candidate at this point? When is he living? Does he think it's 1957 or whatever? He was the first one to come on out and defend Josh Duggar. Everybody makes mistakes. Come on, please. Did you know the PR firm that handles Mike Huckabee just happens to handle the Duggars as well? How ironic. So Mike Huckabee has essentially canceled himself out as a legitimate presidential candidate, and he is a guy just stuck in a world that simply just does not exist any longer. 19 Kids and Counting. Did anyone ever think that maybe there was just something going on here with all these kids and everybody is just way too happy and all this other stuff? And for TLC, which began as the Learning Channel, boy, how'd that changed, right? Are they going to be forced to reassess what they put on the air? Maybe it's time to vet these families and these subjects that you're going to base these shows on. These unscripted shows, which in many cases are outlined and scripted more than you even think. It's just a way for them to pay low-priced talent scale wages because they don't have to pay higher-level talent for good quality entertainment. There are people that love this family. Take a good look, folks. This family's got issues, and that's not good. Stay with us. David Duchovny is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? From the Fab Five through 15 NBA seasons, this guy was money in the paint. He averaged 20 points and nearly 10 rebounds per game and rattled a few rims with his powerful dunks.
Oh, Chris Webber with the 40!
So where is Chris Webber now? Chris married longtime girlfriend Erica Dates shortly after retiring. He's a major investor in a massive Chicago real estate development project. His foundation helps at-risk youth in his native Detroit. And Chris is a hoops analyst for TNT. Plus, he's produced for rapper Nas.
I was young. I was surviving the time.
Sounds like a slam dunk to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
I'm getting married in the morning.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the perfect age to get married? You know, the one that guarantees your marriage will work. And if you're considering marriage, well, there are several things you should consider. The longer you date, the greater the odds of marital success. But your age when you marry also plays a part. Here's the science of it. If you're young when you marry, and we're talking about below the age of 25, then the odds of your marriage lasting just aren't that good. So what's the cheap psychological trick? It seems that marital success and age when one marries, well, it's correlated. The older you are, the more mature you are, and the greater the chances your marriage will work. So what's the magic number? Well, if you wait until you're at least 25 years of age, you know what? You may just increase the odds that your marriage will last forever. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.